We've talked often here on Issues and Ideas about domestic violence, also have a section of our website devoted to the subject. One of the goals of the abuser is to make the victim feel like they no longer have a voice. One of the ways that's accomplished is via isolation as much as possible. Even when the victim can crack through that thick wall, when police and investigators show up too often, the reports of abuse are questioned, even dismissed, because of a lack of evidence. There's now an app created by my first guest today, which is working to change this situation in the favor of the victim, which is nice to say. It's called Victim's Voice, and here are the details. Is its founder, CEO, and survivor of domestic violence, Sherry Curticle. How are you today, Sherry?
Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, thank you for doing this app, and we're going to talk about it, obviously. And for you listening, victimsvoice.app, you can gain access to it through your web browser. I was reading up on it, Sherry. The spark of the inspiration for this came from your daughter.
It did. My daughter, when she was 10 years old, built an anti-bullying mobile app for her science fair and won the Mercer County Science and Engineering Fair Elementary Division and won the Earl S. Rommel Communications Award.
Wow. Very impressive between you and your daughter. You're quite the tech-savvy duo.
Yes. Well, she's not a person who is particularly interested in coding, but she's more like me, where she is interested in solving real-world problems.
And that's certainly something you're going to do with Victim's Voice. Talk about the mechanics of it. How is it designed, and what does it allow victims of domestic violence to reveal about what's happening to them for the benefit of down the line when hopefully rescue and recovery is going to come about?
Right. So you really nailed it in the opening when you said that most victims are faced with not being heard, not being believed. Actually, 77% of victims do not report cases of domestic violence for fear of retribution and not being believed. The 23% that do report it, over 80% of those reports never make it as cases, and less than 2% are actually prosecuted. These statistics, for me, were completely unacceptable. If you think about, try to remember what you had for lunch last week. I have no idea. Now, on top of that, try to remember and be able to describe the people around you when you were having lunch. What was the weather like? What day of the week was it in particular? This granular amount of details are what are expected from victims when they are faced with going to court or even reporting something to the police. When they're under so much trauma, they can't remember those details. So this was a problem that I knew we could solve. Right after my daughter had done her app, and of course it was a science fair project, we decided to build a prototype and go out to as many professionals as we could. So I brought in attorneys, social workers, nonprofit executive directors, and even active victims to give us feedback on our prototype until we finally got it right. We made sure that the documentation not only met federal regulations such as VAWA, the Violence Against Women's Act, and HIPAA compliance, but also met the legal standards of being able to be admitted in court as evidence and meeting the strictest standard known as the Daubert standard. So a victim, when they access the app, it is a progressive web app, so they can access it from any public computer, any device, anywhere that they can gain access to the internet. They can log into their account and put in the information. It acts as a digital diary, so it goes through a series of questions, making sure that we're collecting all the right information. It also allows for uploading pictures and taking pictures and putting them right into their account. Now, no information at any time is stored on the actual device. which means that if a victim does take pictures and uploads the pictures, they can actually delete them from their device, therefore not incurring more risk of being harmed further by their abuser.
So when the abuser checks the phone, checks the computer, it'll be like wiping the fingerprints. Nothing's going to be there.
Exactly. Even if they were to gain access to the username and password, they would just be prompted with the first question, which is, tell me your story. Tell me what happened. When they save the app to their home screen, it's a very nondescript logo that has no words on it, and nowhere in the app does it ever say victim's voice. We want to make sure that we keep the victim safe at every step through the process.
The element of photo, that has to be so important, because you think back probably to one of the more recent infamous domestic violence photos, the photos of Nicole Brown Simpson, and how they demonstrated the truth and the reality of what she was going through. I mean, even though the Los Angeles police, only because of O.J. being O.J., they turned a blind eye to that. But for, you know, the average individual, those photos are going to be a high impact for making their case.
Exactly. And it's not just necessarily signs of physical abuse to their own self, but it can be things like having the room destroyed, having a broken mirror, having someone sitting outside your home once you've left the home and sitting out there constantly, especially when a protective order has been issued. This type of information, and because we capture location information, we can literally capture a snapshot in time every time they put an entry in. Therefore, that information is able to be corroborated by investigators later for evidence in court.
That's also important, too, because law enforcement classifies domestic abuse, domestic violence, not just a physical or verbal, but stalking, harassing, damaging personal property. So all these come into play with what victim's voice is allowing the victim to document and to build the case against their abuser.
Correct. And although our primary focus right now is on domestic violence, our technology is actually built for any kind of documentation of discrimination, harassment, or abuse.
Well, certainly it could be, again, the playing off of your daughter's app for school bullying. It could be for elder abuse. It could be for abuse in a nursing home, for example.
Exactly. And there's been several of those cases in the news where documentation may have prevented things from going on as long as they had.
Talking with Sherry Kurtikal about her Victim's Voice app, which is offering a literal lifeline to victims of domestic violence. It's available at victimsvoice.app, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I know that's really in its early stages of being available. Have you had any feedback yet?
We've gotten quite a bit of feedback. In fact, we are working on our version 2 rollout, which will include updates that will make it applicable to tribal courts in sovereign nations for Native Americans, where domestic violence is an extremely systemic issue. In fact, I think the percentage is over 80% within tribal communities.
Speaking of stats, the most recent numbers we have in New Jersey are from 2016, but overall numbers, there were 63,420 domestic violence offenses reported by the police in 2016. That was a 3% increase from 2015. Murders were up by 6%. Assaults accounted for 43% of the cases. Arrests were made. Again, this is something that that Sherry talked about, and only 31% of the offenses reported for 2016. That was only a 1% increase compared to 2015. So it just reinforces, Sherry, that with a greater degree of documentation, a greater degree of evidence, we'll see those arrests, not just the charges made, increase at a more meaningful, substantial level versus the very low numbers that we're seeing up to this point.
Correct. And actually, there's been a somewhat unprepared circumstance of the Me Too movement, where Me Too has really encouraged victims to speak out about their abuse. And I encourage victims to be able to speak out about their feelings and what this has done to them. The residual effects of that, however, are putting victims in potential risk, where they are coming out about abuse and accusing people of being the abusers when they haven't been proven true in court. When this happens, it leaves them open to defamation suits, and we're seeing an increase in defamation suits. So while it's okay to talk about your feelings to your friends and family members, it's not okay to talk about who and point the finger at particular people in those types of forums if they have not gone through the due process. Documenting the incidents gives you the ability to name people, to name specifics, without putting yourself into the risk of a defamation suit. So it's really important to understand the legalities of speaking out. Make sure that you're safely participating in Me Too. Make sure that you're not setting yourself up for further action. And make sure you also know who the mandatory reporters are, because if you're not ready to come out and you speak to someone who is a mandatory reporter, you might find yourself having to come out before you're prepared. And using our app gives the victim total control over if, when, and to whom they release the information.
I think what Sherry just said, a target, a victim of domestic violence having total control. That sounds like something we haven't talked much about, but that is exactly what the app Victim's Voice does. It gives control to the victim of domestic violence, much needed situation to have those people be able to rest upon, rely on, and that is indeed what can happen with Victim's Voice. You can learn more by going to victimsvoice.app. Of course, it's APP. It has all the fail-safes, all the safeties, all the encouragement, all the empowerment that victims of domestic violence are in dire need of. Sherry Kirkendall, thank you so much for creating this app, because it is giving a voice to people who have had people trying to silence them, deny them, not believe them. It's going to change that completely around into their favor. And congratulations on making that happen.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.